Good afternoon, everyone. It is 1:30 p.m. on May 17th, 2022, and time to reconvene our virtual regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Toni Olson, Board President. In accordance with the Governor's Proclamation 2028-15, we are holding meetings remotely. This afternoon, we have with us Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, Vice President, Commissioner Sidney Logan, Secretary, John Harlow, CEO, General Manager, Ann Spangler, General Counsel, Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Assistant Clerk of the Board, and Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please mute and turn off your camera on your devices when not speaking. I will ask for comments on each agenda item as that item is discussed. Please indicate you would like to speak by clicking raise hand, or if you're joining us by phone, dial 9. And attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. Commissioners, do we have any items to be added to this afternoon's agenda?
Madam Chair, we have item 3A, add at places amended 2022-0503 regular final minutes, and item 5A, at places amended exhibit A for the insurance renewal.
Thank you. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please state and spell your name and indicate where you're from. This afternoon, comments from the public will be agenda item 2, and that is when the board will hear comments on items that are not on today's agenda. Your comments will be limited to 5 minutes. And please note that all motions receive an automatic silent section to ensure that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. I will now move on to the consent agenda. Consent agenda item 2.
Madam Chair, we forgot item 2, comments from the public.
You are right. I went down to consent. I apologize. We will now move on to item 2, which is comments from the public. And do we have anyone, Allison, that would like to comment?
We do. We have Evan Briggs.
Good afternoon, Evan. Is he with us?
Oh, he was just there. It looks like he's disconnected. We'll wait for him to come back on. Gayla Shoemake also has her hand raised.
All right. Good afternoon, Gayla.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Well, I guess you know you guys had some problems this morning with your computers, and Allison was trying to help me, but you didn't seem to realize that you didn't have anything on your website that said you started at 10 o'clock this morning. So I started getting in at 9:30. Or 9 o'clock, and after about 40 minutes, then I sent some emails and Allison responded to me and she thought it was going as regular, but it wasn't. So if you guys have a 10 o'clock meeting, could you just put, when you put up there the date of the meeting, just put the time, because it would have been 12 minutes instead of 52 minutes that I was looking for you guys. So anyway, thanks to Allison for checking me and helping me, even though we didn't really know the issue at that point. So, and I do obviously know that there are computer problems I have them too. So I understand that, but just be sure you get the right information on your website. That will help a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Gayla. We will now move on to agenda item 3, which is the consent agenda.
Commissioner Olson, Mr. Briggs is actually back.
Oh, he is. All right. Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Briggs. He's on muted.
Okay, is that better?
Thank you very much. Yes.
Hi. So I can't, thank you for letting me speak today. I appreciate you holding this meeting. I'm here today because of ConService. I emailed PUD and the commissioners about ConService. It's a third-party billing company. They're based in Utah. And I'm sorry, my computer's just doing things right now. And this is an issue that we're facing here with these third-party utility billers. And I don't understand why, like, when residents go to sign a residential lease, they're not given options to sign up for PUD when we sign our lease, because the landlords here, they have no incentive. I live in Mill Creek, by the way. And the landlords here, that's a corporate landlord, they have no incentive to inform the tenants that they have the option to sign up with PUD when they sign their lease. Because if we don't, we, like me, for instance, and other people that I've been talking to here, we are charged $50 just for, you know, being issued a bill from ConService if we don't set up our PUD accounts when we go to sign our lease. So this is something I, you know, people at PUD have been helping me with to backdate my bill so that I could provide it to the landlord here. And her position is still that even if I showed her, you know, a backdated bill back to the 12th of January, that she's still going to charge me $50 just to send me a piece of paper saying that she's going to charge me $50. Because, you know, I just find this kind of unacceptable. The PUD is a public utility. It should not be falling into the hands of private corporations to, you know, charge basically whatever they want for utilities. There's no information on utility bills coming from ConService that is an out-of-state corporation showing how much the rate is per, you know, kilowatt hour. It shows it clearly on the PUD bill, but on ConService, it just shows like a daily, like, I don't know where they get the calculation at. I have no idea. So this is something I think, I don't know if PUD can handle on its own. Hopefully it is, but, you know, people should at least be given the option to use ConService or PUD, and that would help me and other tenants here trying to get away from these fees that these landlords are trying to charge tenants just for the ability to use the electricity. And if this, I don't see how this is, you know, legal. If we have a public utility, why is a private corporation allowed at all in between customers and the utility service? This should not be something the landlords can write into the lease and enforce us into. So I just hope this is something, you know, that's something that could be looked at and, you know, addressed in the future going forward. If people want ConService, you know, maybe let them have that option, but we should, the PUD has the ultimate leverage here, and that is a public utility, and it should not, you know, customers shouldn't be put at in the hands of private corporations just to try and get the utility service. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Briggs, for your comments. Allison, do we have any other folks that would like to make public comment?
We do not.
All right, thank you. We will now move on to agenda item 3, which is our consent agenda. A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of May 3, 2022, as amended. B, bid awards, professional service contracts, and amendments. C, certification and ratification of district and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Do we have any comments from the public?
We do not.
Thank you. Commissioners, do you have any comments on our consent agenda?
I do not.
I have none.
Just give me a sec. You know, I always go to the bid report.
I did notice, sorry, I forgot that I had made a couple of notes in my board book program. So, on page 4, under consideration of a resolution designing da 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 da, it seems like that sentence is unfinished, but it's a minor thing. But for a certain disaster, I think that needs to be corrected. I think it just needs the word assistance.
Commissioner Wolf, just to confirm, that was an at places that was provided yesterday afternoon. That was correct.
Oh, after I wrote them. I thought I saw an at places and then I couldn't find it. And then I thought, oh, wait, maybe it was for the previous meeting. Anyway, sorry I missed that. And thank you for correcting it. And let's see.
This is Commissioner Olson. I don't need a lot of detail, but we're buying bulk fuel, or I guess we're amending the contract to do that. And are these prices predetermined, or are we seeing a significant uptick in those bulk prices?
Clark Langstrat, contract and purchasing. The contract is set up to reflect the wholesale rack price at any given time. So that price would move similarly to what you see at the gas pump on the corner.
Okay. Thank you.
I have another question actually on the one about the unit price generation services, vegetation management. I would like to request a listing of the herbicides because these are all near water. I'm concerned about herbicides, and I know that we are responsible and we hire responsible companies like this one. It's called At Work Commercial Enterprise, and I would just appreciate getting a listing of the herbicides that they're planning to use.
Commissioner Logan, are you in agreement with that, the list?
Well, I see Brad Springler has his hand up, so maybe he has an easy answer for the question.
Brad?
Good afternoon, commissioners. We have an agreement with the city of Everett because that is a potable water watershed that we will only use herbicides in the watershed area that are suitable for potable water applications. We use for an herbicide, well, there are a number that are used, but they are all in the acceptable to the city of Everett and to their water quality requirements. Okay. We can provide you a detailed list if you'd like.
So would we request that from the city of Everett?
No, those At Work is a contractor that works directly for the PUD. And so I can ask our senior environmental coordinator for that list of herbicides that the contractor uses.
Okay, thanks. Thanks very much.
Very welcome.
And Commissioner Logan, would you like to receive that as well?
I don't need to see it, but I would be glad to read it if we do get it.
All right.
I'll provide it to the commission office and we'll go from there.
All right, thank you.
I do have one more question. That's on the one with Edgecombe substation site improvements. What is a bank? Is that, it says the project consists of constructing a second bank. What kind of bank is that, electrical?
I can give you the quick answer and we can have somebody else jump on, but a bank is basically a second transformer and all the associated equipment.
Okay. That was my guess, but I wanted to know. Thanks. Thank you, John.
You bet.
Commissioners, do we have any other questions on our consent agenda?
I do have the same concern or question about the herbicides that are going to be used by Kemp West. This is the Woods Creek circuit transmission and distribution line. And I know we have to keep the weeds down for fire prevention. I understand that, but I'm just interested in the herbicides.
Is someone on that could clarify the work that Kemp West does?
It looks like there is. It looks like Mr. Packabush is unmuting.
Yes, Randy Packabush, Superintendent of Vegetation Management. This is a product called Garlon 4, which is approved by the district, and it's really just a cut stump treatment. So it's as little as we can use just around the cadmium layer or the bark edge. So.
Okay. Okay. Is that G-A-R-L-A-N?
G-A-R-L-O-N, I think. Garlon.
Okay.
Four.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Randy.
You bet.
I will call for a motion. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. We will now move on to public hearing. 4.4A, consideration of a resolution amending a retail electric vehicle charging rate schedule 83. I will call for a motion.
I move approval.
And just to confirm for the record that this is a public hearing and action, Commissioner Olson.
Oh, all right. Thank you. It is. I will now convene a public hearing. And we have Brian Booth with us this afternoon if we have any questions. There he is. I do see his name. Commissioners, do we have any questions on this?
Oh, I don't.
I have none. We are thoroughly briefed on it already.
Do we have any questions from the public?
We do not.
Thank you. I'll close the public hearing and I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Agenda item 4.4B, consideration of a resolution declaring a portion of certain district real property, tax parcel number 27041300201500, situated in the city of Bothell, Snohomish County, Washington, to be surplus and authorizing the transfer of the property to JMI Holdings, LLC. I will call for a motion.
I move approval.
Just for the record, it's JM1 Holdings, Commissioner Olson.
JM1, yeah.
Well, I didn't.
Thank you.
Okay, I see that's the one. You know, commissioners, I was so glad I got through the parcel number.
Yeah, congratulations.
We know I have a little problem with those. Let's see. I will now convene a public hearing, and Maureen Barnes is with us this afternoon if we have any questions. Do I see her? Commissioners, do we have any questions?
Do you have one hand raised from the public?
I have none.
Yes,
we were thoroughly briefed on this.
Yeah, I thank you. That was my next question. We have a public comment.
No, I have. Yeah, we did spend a lot of time on this. So no, I have no further questions.
All right. Allison?
We have Ryan Larson.
All right. Good afternoon, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan Larson. Just for the record, I'll give you my work address. It's 10515 20th Street Southeast, Suite 202, Lake Stevens, Washington, 98258, Land Pro Group. I'm the applicant's developer's representative, and we just wanted to thank the Snohomish County PUD and especially Maureen Barnes for working with us through this process. And we support Snohomish County PUD in supporting this surplusing.
Thank you for your comments. I will now close the public hearing and I will call for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. We will now move on to agenda item 4C, consideration of a resolution declaring certain property interests of the district in a portion of certain real property. Tax parcel number two. Keep your fingers crossed, Commissioner Wolf. Parcel number 27041300201500, 1300-201-500 in the city of Bothell.
Commissioner Olson, I apologize.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Would you like me to read it for you? It's 4C.
Oh, let my vice president read it. Commissioner Wolf, would you please help me out?
I would be delighted. Okay. My eyes aren't great right now either, but 280-507-001-05700.
Situated in Snohomish County, Washington, to be surplus and authorizing the granting of an easement in favor of Puget Sound Energy, Inc. I will call for a motion.
I move approval.
I will now convene a public hearing. We have again Maureen Barnes with us to answer any questions we might have. Hearing none, do we have any comments from the public, Allison?
We do not.
Thank you. I will now close the public hearing and call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you so much, Commissioner, for helping me out.
No problem.
We will now move on to agenda item 5, items for individual consideration, 5A, consideration of a resolution authorizing the CEO General Manager or Treasurer of Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County to purchase insurance coverage from various providers for and on behalf of the district as amended. I will call for a motion.
I move approval.
I just had a question. Don't they already have that authority?
It requires the board's approval. We have been previously briefed on this. Jim has briefed on this and now coming back to us for formal approval.
Okay, it seems familiar. I mean, it seems like they would have had this authorization already because we've had insurance. So what's different about it?
It's the renewal.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'll remind commissioners, we have the NAP places for this item too.
You are correct. It is as amended.
Okay, well,
Jim is available to hear. Jim, I see you.
Well, Commissioner,
do we have any questions, commissioners?
No, that was my question, but I think it was answered in the app.
Jim, I do have a question. Is this the final, or are we approving it in substantially the same form?
Well, Commissioner, in substantial form, we will continue to negotiate
the
last day. And try and get any reductions in premium costs or any additional coverages that we can. So, we think these numbers are pretty close to what the final numbers will be.
Thank you. Allison, do we have anyone? Oh, excuse me, Scott.
Madam Chair, this is Scott Jones, the District CFO. Let me just make sure we fully answered Commissioner Wolf's question. Typically every year you'll see this, we brief in one meeting and then we'll ask for a resolution in the next. And that is an annual thing.
Right.
So the very specific request for procuring that insurance renewal will always come back to the commission each year ahead of when the renewal is up. So you would see this each May before we finalize the documents.
Great. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Allison, do we have any of the customers would like to comment on this agenda item?
We do not.
Thank you.
Commissioner, can I make one final comment?
Yes.
I'm just appreciative of the staff. It looks like we've saved at least another couple hundred thousand from what was in our packet. So I appreciate that very much. I know it's the tough insurance market. And so I appreciate you sharpening the pencil or the saw or whatever it took.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner.
I will, having no public comment, I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We will move on now to item 5B, consideration of a resolution ratifying declaration of certain supplies and surplus property for disposal. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
General Counsel Ann Spangler is with us should we have questions. I see her name, but I don't see her face.
And I have no questions. We were briefed about this.
Sorry.
I don't have any questions either. We've already studied this.
And Anne, I think I didn't go back in my previous packet, but when we discussed this, this does not have to be done by hearing. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right.
Yep. State law does not require a surplus of this material, but our directives do. So that's why in an abundance of caution, we're bringing this to you for ratification. It's not clear that it's an interlocal, but it's best to just treat it like, I'm sorry, different item. The disposal one, sorry. Yeah, state law does not, yeah.
Wonderful. Allison, do we have anyone public that is on the line to comment?
We do not.
And again, I believe commissioners, all of our questions were answered. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We will move on to agenda item 5C, consideration of a resolution approving a memorandum of agreement between the City of Salton and Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County related to interim retail water services for certain buildings at the Henry M. Jackson Hydroelectric Project. I will call for a motion.
I move approval.
Again, we have Council Ann Spangler with us. Should we have any questions?
I have no more questions. We received an email that explained this.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Wolf?
No, I have no questions.
All right. Allison, do we have anyone of the public that would like to make comment?
We do not.
All right, I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We will now move on to agenda item 6, CEO General Manager Report. John, do we have items this afternoon?
Yeah, I've got a couple items to share with the commission. First, from our ITS group, the Northwest Innovation Resource Center approached the district to create a short video for the day in the life of a data analyst.
The
campaign for their Washington Data Bootcamp, which is a 24-week training for individuals to help them gain skills to enter the job market in data and analytics positions. Mm-hmm. Yvonne Yeager from our data and analytics team offered to be in the video in collaboration with Krista Rasmussen in corporate communications. Together, they created a fantastic video. This was a great opportunity for us to contribute to community outreach. Our customer and energy services group, just an update, the walk-in traffic has increased each week since we opened. Surprisingly, even last week, we had slightly more customers than the previous week, which was unexpected since the first week of the month is typically the busiest week. Thus far, we are averaging between 400 to 500 customers per week in all offices, or 30 to 40 customers per day, with Everett and Linwood being the busiest offices. And we continue to monitor the daily traffic. the staffing, customer needs, and feedback to make any changes for the hours or days of operations and any potential reopenings of the other offices. Just an update of interest on our new connections to total year to date. New connections is just slightly under 2,000, which is ahead of last year's, which was a pretty significant increase in new connections, where we ended up the year with just under 5,800 total connections. So we continue to grow our customer base at a pretty significant level. And also, just wanted to make note that if you recall, two or three meetings ago, I believe it was Jim Herling and Scott gave an update on our bond placement. And just as a heads up, we are getting ready next week to kick that off.
Oh, okay.
And we are expecting the market to hold for us going into the bond placement. Closing would be anticipated in August, and it's about a $60 to $75 million bond placement estimate, at least as we see things now. So just wanted to give the board a heads up on that. And that's it.
I have a question about the video on training data analysts or recruiting and training. Has it already been completed? Is it finished?
I don't know. I'd ask if
I'm here.
Julie,
you bet. I can. Oops. Sorry, there we go. Yes, it has, Commissioner. We've used it in several places. It's great for even with our education programs and things. That's not to say it couldn't be tweaked if it needed to be, but that one is complete.
I was just wondering if we can and may watch it. Can we see it?
Certainly can arrange for it. Do you happen to have it, John? I don't have it available right now. I will bring it to the next commission meeting and between Christy and I. It's not long. It's very good.
Excuse me. Or send us a link.
Oh, sure. You can work that with Melissa.
Well, those things are on aren't those things often posted on our website?
They are. I'm not sure if this one has been posted yet, but happy to send a link.
All right. Thank you.
To make it easy. You bet.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And thanks, I believe Julie. John said, excuse me, John.
No, I just said thanks, Julie. Sorry.
We will now move on.
I have a question on John's report. Yes, Commissioner. John, with all our new connections, how are our transformers holding up as far as having enough?
Well, we are hanging in there. I'll say it that way. It is still, we are managing as best we can. I wouldn't say we are a long way from being out of the woods. For one reason, does not look like it is a short-term issue. We are now getting information that looks like this is going to be a 2 to 3 year or more issue. So we're hanging in there right now, but we have a number of folks across the organization that are really doing extensive outreach to continue to try to find resources or find vendors and supplies on transformers, cable, other items.
Okay, thank you.
And there's a lot of work at the federal level. I actually I was in the NERC meetings, MRC member representative committee meetings last week, and I actually asked, they had a representative from DOE as a speaker, and I asked a question on supply chain. He addressed supply chain, but I asked a question on, you know, what work is being done and is the government involved in trying to help prioritize or provide pathways to increase production and or options for to increase the supply chain. And I think there's a pretty significant, it's high on the radar in DC. Certainly with APPA and LPPC, a lot of work going on, but still a lot of work needed. It's our most critical issue right now.
Okay, thank you.
Great question.
This Commissioner Olson, I don't want to belabor this, but John, I thought I heard you reporting, or perhaps I read it somewhere, that work is being done, some pretty creative work is being done to refurbish some stuff. I don't know if that was pad mounts or not. Ed.
Yep. Yeah, pad mounts are in that. Our the equipment group and our substation are now looking at every opportunity to refurbish rather than just recycle transformers. We are also, the engineering groups are evaluating underutilized or unused transformers on our system. And if we identify some of those, we're pulling those back in to be able to be used elsewhere in some of the newer developments. So yeah, a lot of creative work. The team has done a fantastic job to try to keep our head above water on that.
Reduce, recycle, reuse.
Well, and I think that work is pretty labor intensive too.
Yep. Sure. Yeah, APPA just sent out an update. They're trying to get some relief or a variance on a particular code that was put in place on transformer manufacturing that related to the efficiency of transformers that was put in place, I think, 5-6 years ago, thereabouts, just to, again, to try to get some relief and increase production.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you, John. We will now move on to agenda item 7, commission business, 7A, commission reports. Commissioners, do we have any reports?
I would like to bring something up that I think is important. I'd like to open, though, with a question. Are we still members of Northwest River Partners? Are we a member?
We are not.
Oh, okay. You probably know why I'm concerned, because there have been a lot of ads, just a barrage of ads on TV. I've seen these ads on Meet the Press, all of the ABC, CBS, NBC. I don't watch TV that much, but just enough that almost every program has had these ads opposing the breaching or any change on the Snake River dams, the lower four Snake River dams. And they are putting out false information, misleading information, dishonest information. And I think that they need to be held accountable. I don't know who would do that, but they're saying that if the dams are breached, that our power bills would go up 25% or more. I don't think they have the evidence for that. I'm sure they don't. And there are a lot of other very exaggerated things, like saying that Southeast Washington feeds the world. Well, we do contribute to the grain for the world, but we don't. Anyway, it's just a big concern that some of us have, that they need to be more honest, to be frank with you. And so anyway,
Commissioner Wolf, I have seen those as well, but do you have any reports on meetings you've participated in, or
not very many in May. Nothing. All right. Nothing really unusual.
Yes, John, you had a comment.
Yeah, I stand corrected. We are members of Northwest River Partners, but we did not contribute to that ad campaign, and intentionally did not contribute to that ad campaign. But we are still members. I apologize.
That's okay. I just think that we might have a little bit of clout if we are members, paying members dues. I think they've raised their dues in the last year, that we should somehow let them know that we're not happy with those, that we should hold them accountable.
Yeah, they actually came to the members and I think even outside the members for specific requests to fund that particular ad campaign. And we intentionally and deliberately did not fund that ad campaign.
And that's good. But I'm just saying, as a member though, we should let them know that we are aware of these ads. We think they're misleading and there's a lot of incorrect information in them. So anyway, if whatever we could do to help hold them accountable, they shouldn't get away with that,
Commissioner Logan, do you support that direction?
I'm not sure what we're doing. Are we asking staff to take a certain position with river partners? I don't understand what they ask is.
I think that it would be good for the commission to communicate with them and say that we think it was irresponsible. And I haven't thought through the wording, but that they should not be putting out disinformation, which is intentionally misleading, and claiming that the breaching would raise our rates 25% or more. And that's just not correct. So, I mean, if it is correct, they should be providing more documentation for that. So anyway, I remember when the executive director, Kurt Miller, came to one of our meetings and, you know, he was introduced and we greeted him and all of that. So I just assumed that maybe we were still members. So thank you, John, for letting me know about that.
You bet.
So, Commissioner Logan, do you have any reports?
I don't have any reports.
Nor do I. We will now move on to 7B.
You know what, Commissioner, I do yes. have a report. I forgot. So I attended PPC in person. And,
oh, yes.
And we had some great discussions about markets and Markets Plus. And I was very proud that one of our own members is on a very small group, Jofina, working on the whole, you know, public power, working on the Markets Plus. So I was very impressed with the organization. I was very impressed with how open they were about their business and their model of governance. So it'll be really interesting to see how these two initiatives, the EDAM and the Markets Plus, go forward.
Did you go to NWPPA yet in Coeur d'Alene, or is that still coming up?
That's still coming.
Okay. Have fun.
Thank you.
I think I said I have no reports. We will now move on to 7B, which is our commissioner events calendar. And I do see, Sid, that you are going to NWPPA.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I need to add, tomorrow I have a meeting with Nate Nearing. His staff invited me to participate in a regular meeting that he has with Brenda White.
Oh, wonderful. Good. I have no changes or comments. Let's now move on to agenda item 8, governance planning, 8A, our governance planning calendar. Commissioners?
Are we any closer to getting a date for the workshop that is at McFarlane? Somebody is going
to... Well, thank you. We are on the same wavelength. I was going to... thank you. The clerks have identified that she will be available to work with us at the second meeting in August.
Okay.
In a morning session. There will be no other presentations that morning to set aside enough time for us to have our discussion with Anne. So,
Commissioner Olson, can I just confirm it's the August 2nd meeting in the morning, not the second meeting in August, just for clarification.
August
2nd in the morning.
You
session.
Are correct. Thank you.
Thank you.
August 2, 2022. Got it? All right. So, thank you, Commissioner. You was a good lead in. I also, just in general, I'm going to look forward to seeing you all in person at our next meeting. It'll be the first in what, 2 years? 2.5 years?
2.5 years.
Yeah, I look forward to that. It'll be June 7th. Let's see. Do we have any other items to come before us this afternoon?
I have none.
I have none.
It is 2:15 p.m. and we are adjourned. Thank you.